Consumer and tenancy rights groups around the country say Australians who rent live in fear of eviction or rental increases and need a better structure of rights to protect them. The collective, including Consumer Body Choice and the National Association of Tenant Organisations, has written a report which finds more than half of tenants are currently living in a home in need of repairs. The report will be released at Federal Parliament today. Rachel Mealy reports.
Jen came home one day late last year to find all the trees in her backyard had been cut down. When she raised an objection and told the landlord that this made a significant difference to the livability of her unit, things got nasty.
It felt like I had no rights at all. You still feel like no one gives a rat's about you.
Jen had been in the three-bedroom unit in Rochdale, south of Brisbane, for 4 years and was paying $330 a week. When she raised the objection, the landlord issued her with a no-grounds eviction. She chose to move out before the eviction was enacted because the relationship had soured so much it was causing great stress. She's 56 years old and says her future is now uncertain.
Maybe I will become one of those statistics and a homeless person because I don't know what will happen now.
Penny Carr is the CEO of Tenants Queensland. She says Jen's experience is replayed in rental homes across the country.
I think there's a range of things that renters put up with, and the underlying fear, of course, in the majority of people is that they'll get evicted if they push too strongly to enforce some other rights that they might have. So, for example, people might need or want repairs to be done to the property, and sometimes they might ask for those to be done, but if they're not done, they won't push for them because they're fearful that if they do, they'll end up having to move. So there's a social and economic and a physical and emotional cost to moving, which people are reluctant to do unless they really have to.
The tenancy and consumer rights groups that have put the report together are calling for changes to laws in most states which allow landlords to evict tenants without the need to provide reasons.
What we want to do is to get rid of that ability to evict people without grounds, because what it does, there may be some good grounds in there that people are being asked to leave for, but you never know because you're not given a ground. But what it also does is to mask a whole bunch of discriminatory and retaliatory grounds.
Consumer group Choice is adding its voice to the argument. Erin Turner says laws to protect retail consumers have improved over time, but housing has been left behind.
We have fought hard to make sure that if something goes wrong with a product, whether that be a $1 loaf of bread or a more expensive car, that you can get a fair fix, that you can make a complaint and you know that you'll be heard. That is not happening in the rental market.
That's Erin Turner from Choice, ending that report from Rachel Mealy.